The dream is real.
Yeah, take that to the face, sugar. Coco over here talking about ecstasy and orgasm. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the safest place on earth. I call it Love Land, and I wish you could hear these outtakes in the beginning of this show, because dear Lord, baby Jesus, after Palm Sunday, we got the ratchets on standby, and we're going to start a round of applause for my lovely ratchet, Sophista Ratchet. Y'all Sophista Ratchet. Oh, yes, Lord. We have a doctor on call. Her name is Sugar Cheryl Ray Reed. Okay. Patty cake.
Yeah.
Patty cake. She baked a man. Ladies and gentlemen, keep those round of applause going. See you later. Keep those round of applause going. She's in Kansas City, and she's my twin. Hey, babe. What's up, Coco, a.k.a. Kendra Taylor? Yeah, we be dressing her like on accident, but I think she does it on purpose. All right, she asked Tiffany. She said, look out the window. Is he coming? What he got on? Then she hurry up, go in her closet. Oh, that was...
Absolutely. Y'all know it's a lie.
It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. But what ain't a lie is episode 76, Dear White People. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't think of a more appropriate title for episode 76, because this is not about race. This is about humanity. We have all kinds of races and creeds that have bad apples, but trust me, I'm holding everybody accountable here at TKBS, including myself. But you are the majority that votes, my white brethren and sisters, and we specifically need your help. There is a terrorist running amok that is threatening our democracy and our worlds as we know it, and his name is Donald Trump. AKA Donald Dump. We love to affectionately call him Donald Dump here at TKBS. And I'm 51 years old. And in my lifetime, I have never seen someone get away with this many crimes and blatant disrespect of our laws and democracy. And today, we're going to unpack it right here on the Kenny Burns Show. And I want to start with this clip, y'all. He said these words, and I can't believe it. With my entirety. Tiffany, play this clip.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
I just want to say this. He clearly was saying something about the automotive industry, okay? And he said if he's elected, he's going to be sure that things go the way that the auto industry needs them to go. But in the middle of that was the dog whistle, was the fart that Donald Dump likes to let out at these motherfucking rallies. I mean, there's going to be a bloodbath. Let's just unpack it, because at the end of the day, sugar, it's the words for me. If you're talking about the auto industry, and then you're saying how you're gonna help it, just continue the conversation in lines of helping the auto industry. But you, sir, incited an insurrection. You, sir, have woken up all the sleeping racist giants in America. Sugar, help me understand. I just don't know how he just don't go to jail today.
So, okay, two things. White privilege is a thing. Mm. And number two, you know how whenever you're delivering bad news to someone, they say you're supposed to sandwich with something good, the bad news, and then something good.
That's sandwich.
He's talking about it's some kind of theory. I don't know the exact name, but he basically was talking about the auto industry.
Yep.
Then he said, all right, y'all, come on, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back to it. So, like, he tried to sandwich it in, but baby, you're not that smart.
Yeah, hello?
We see through you. But the thing is, white
facts
is actually a thing. You're not that smart, but you're white. So it's like you get a pass.
And I don't understand it, Kendra, because, and I like the sandwich. That was, I love that, how you put that together. You're talking about, you had to have something that you...
I see what you did there.
Yeah, see what you did there. But he, to your point, he didn't even know he did the shit. But it's almost like, is he programmed? Is a computer chip in the back of this man's brain and just short circuits his shit? Say something stupid. Say something that's going to affect the base. But Kendra, like, he really be getting away with all type, I don't care if you're talking about the auto industry or not. There's going to be a bloodbath if I get elected. I mean, that's dangerous, ain't it, Coco?
If I don't get elected, right?
Right, if I don't get elected, yes.
Yeah, if you don't get elected. Yeah, it's definitely dangerous, but everything that he does most of the time is dangerous. He's very reckless with his words,
mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't state with the speech. he kind of improv and go off on what he really wants to say.
Oh, he's an improvisation king, child.
Yeah. Everything that he says is really for him, but he stick to the script on certain things to try to hone in votes, but he's not going to do any of that, and we know he's not. He's just trying to appease to the auto industry because they have found out that he's not really a union guy.
Child.
So now he's trying to wheel them back in and try to figure out, how can I tell them that we're going to get Americans to buy American cars?
Right.
So, yeah.
They're not going to cross the line. They're not going to make it here. I'm going to have it. So the tariffs on these people going
to... Shut the fuck up. And you know what else is crazy? He ran on Law and Order. Now he got the GOP going crazy on law enforcement. Like, he's psycho. And the reason I am affectionately giving this love letter to my white brethren and my white sisters, because dear white people, you have the power to stop this man. You have the power to stop this man. I encourage you to do it at every point, because we saw crazy in the first term. We saw him get elected kind of using the celebrity influence. Then he got into power and he just lost his motherfucking mind because he kept trying shit and getting away with it. He's like, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do that. And then halfway through the presidency, I don't know if y'all saw this, but the man just started evoking history from dictators. The in front of the church with the Bible. I mean, he was just going crazy. But I don't think that y'all realize that we encouraged him by not locking his ass up. You know what happens to serial killers, right? When they get away with one murder, they keep murdering until they get caught. Now, he is in the public eye on media every day. He just was told to pay $400 and some million. I think it's due soon. Then he gonna go on and sell part of True Social for $300 million. Was it $300 million or something, right? And now he got money to continue to perpetuate, but ain't nobody stopping him. Y'all talking about canceling the TikTok, but y'all gonna approve this merger. When y'all talking about taking this house in New York, you told him he got a bill to be. He done said 2 days after the court said you got to pay, I got a couple billion and I'm not paying that. How do y'all see this? Because it's almost like whatever the law says, he goes completely against, and not just goes against, but he's saying, fuck you, do something about it.
It sounds so much like mental illness that I really could just walk out and just go somewhere else and live for the rest of my life. Because why in the world is somebody like that given so much power?
Sugar, it's the biggest question in the world.
And I mean, it just feels like he is, okay, mentally ill, number one. Number two, it seems like he's pulling in all the people that would just go with whatever he says. The
right.
Ignorant, the undereducated, or especially now with this whole auto industry thing. No shade to anyone who works in the auto industry, but blue collar workers, that's his new pool, because he already got the super poor people with health care.
Yes.
He already got the super rich people with tax breaks.
Yes.
And so now it seems like he's pulling in the middle class and the blue collar people with this, because now he's trying to hit every demographic in order to make sure that he gets all the votes.
Facts.
But hopefully they'll see and not just fall for the okie doke, for lack of better terms.
Like, but to your point, it's the stupidity for me. These are things, first and foremost, that Obama and Biden strengthened for America. The auto industry has nothing to do with him. It has nothing to do with him. And so the audacity that he continues to make, and this is where politics gets on my motherfucking nerves. You rather go against the grain, like protecting the borders, when there's a deal on the table right now in the Senate that you are telling people not to vote for so that you can get in office and push the same deal through. But that's where politics messed me up. But again, this is why this episode 76 is Dear White People. Dear White People, you are the majority of the people that vote here in America. We need your help. You know right from wrong. I believe in my soul there are more good white people than bad. Just like you should believe in your soul that there are more good black people than bad. When y'all making these decisions, when y'all co-signing this terrorism, huh? You co-signing people that, I mean, listen, y'all, I can't make this up. He's evoking crazy. I'm going to play this clip. It's from Michelle Morrow. She's a Republican nominee in North Carolina. And she's saying shit like this.
The Republican nominee to run North Carolina schools, who has tweeted, about putting Democrats to death. Her name is Michelle Morrow. Here's one of her tweets. Take a look. It's a doctored photo of former President Barack Obama in an electric chair. Morrow wrote, "Death to all traitors, hashtag Obamagate." Again, this is the Republican nominee to oversee public schools in North Carolina.
Education? You want somebody in charge, North Carolina. I'm talking to all of my North Carolina people. You want this representation? I am dumbfounded. Because when you talk about killing people, there are people that will do it. I do not believe Michelle Morrow will, but I bet some crazy toothless meth user in the backwoods of North Carolina will go on and bust that gun. You think I'm playing? Like, and it's scary because they're continuing. They're continuing this rhetoric. And what y'all don't realize, it was first name calling. Oh yeah, just like bullies. Let's follow me. Name calling, we gonna fuck with you. Matter of fact, we gonna fuck with you every day until we see how it really affects you. Oh, you ain't gonna fucking do nothing about it? We gonna punch you in your face. Oh, we gonna punch you in your face. We gonna beat up on you the whole fucking time you in our presence. Oh, you taking an ass whooping? Let me cut you. Oh, you ain't died from the stab? Well, let me shoot you. Do you realize this is what they gearing up for?
Message.
Now, mind you, this is not the majority. Again, this is why my brothers and sisters, my dear white brothers and sisters, this is why you have to make the stand. There has to be a line drawn in the sand right now because you're not stopping the rhetoric. The only way the rhetoric can stop is if you vote them the fuck up out of there. Censor them in some way where they can't have this, because guess what? This man raising his money for Truth Social, this is about to be, and then you see what Elon doing. He allowed, I mean, it's the perpetuation, y'all. And I want to get into this because y'all know Marjorie Taylor Greene is batshit crazy. And she just went viral for saying she wants the Republican Speaker out the House, Mike Johnson, for working with Democrats. Like, we want to work together. Fuck political sides. We want to work together. When common sense is on the table, don't we want to have common sense in play? It's baffling. And then when you look at the Alabama governor, Kay Ivey, she ends DEI across the state. Mm-hmm. Dear white people, do you not owe us diversity, equity, and inclusion? This is not even up for discussion, because you owe this. This is only fair. Is it not, Sugar? Is it not, Kendra?
It's definitely fair, and that's what they don't want. It's kind of like what you were speaking about on your Soul Food Sunday. If you swim in pollution, you become polluted.
Hold on, round of applause for you for listening to my soul. Sorry. Thank you for supporting me. Not just dressing like you. Thank you.
And that's what all of them are doing. On the back channels, whatever they're listening to, they put out this rhetoric and they listen to it so much that they believe it. These people are so ignorant. It's kind of like a cult.
It is a cult.
They are in it to win it. I mean, not kind of. I mean, it is a cult.
Yeah.
They are in it to win it. Look how many people flew to D.C. to overturn a legal election to make it look like, oh, if he doesn't go through, then y'all stole it. No, we're sick of his shit. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And now since they didn't find him guilty of this insurrection the first time, now it's to the point where he can continue to run. Even if he don't win this time,
right?
We can look at him again in another 4 years. He can continue to run over and over.
Ain't gonna be no another 4 years, child. Ain't gonna be no another 4 years. He getting office. He gonna stand there forever till he just die. And did you say the erection? I think you said.
What?
I swear
did
she. Rewind the tape.
Find him guilty of this erection the first time.
Okay, well, we just showed the people what you
ignore.
TKBS Nation, I want to ask y'all a question. Because this is real deal, Holyfield. But I have the question, after you hear this death of the Republican Party ad. Tiffany, play that clip.
Republican Party that made America safer, stronger. The party that put our security and American values first. A party born to expand liberty. A party of real free markets and economic growth that starts on Main Street, not rigged giveaways and special favors. Led by men and women of honor and courage, service and sacrifice. Leaders who never talked America down. That party is dead. We know why. We know who killed it. We're conservatives, not crazies. We believe in responsibility and accountability. And following the Constitution and the law, even when we don't like the results. We don't have to agree with Joe Biden on every policy issue. We won't. And when we don't, we'll say so. But so much is at stake in this election that it's time to put country over party and America over Trump.
Listen, child, we are conservatives, not crazies. Round of applause. I'm dead serious. Round of applause for whoever made that commercial, because they not with this shit no more. They are not with this shit no more. You are flagrant in your attempts. You are divisive to the point of destruction. And I am just so here for that message, because I'm not even party line driven anymore. I told y'all that when we first started this political conversation this year. You know, clearly I voted Democrat. I will be voting Democrat again this year. But I'm more about humanity now, y'all, because, and this is why I'm giving this love letter to my white brothers and sisters, because at the end of the day, I know the best in you. That ad was the best in you. There are generations of Republicans in your family, and you just dismantled it with that one offering in the best way possible to say we are not representatives of these people. That's what you're saying in that ad. We have a conservative mindset and the way that we think, but we are not crazy. This is crazy. So again, another round of applause for you, because how do y'all feel about that? Because people have to speak out. And for that ad, did it come from the Republican Party?
Usually it's the Lincoln Project.
Okay, but whatever it is, it's being spread around and it's not taken down. I think people should listen to that, because I believe that that is what the majority think. But then again, the majority in these markets, man, I look at Georgia. Georgia, they got dumped leading again. And it happened the first election, and we ended up winning the state. But at the same time, it's like, who are you? Sugar, help me, please.
So whenever I just heard that, I was actually very proud, because I don't have a problem with agreeing to disagree.
Facts.
I have a problem with ignorance.
Facts.
And when they said, we're conservative, not crazy, I was like, are we making it somewhere? Is it enough people back behind that?
Right.
Is it enough people that represent that? I also have a problem with the Republican Party being called conservative. And I just don't understand. I don't understand how those two things are
right.
congruent, because that to me isn't conservative. That is literally complete opposite of what you want for people to be able to have differences of opinion and coexist.
Mm.
So when people have differences of opinion and coexist, that makes for good political whatever, you know. Everybody has their own thoughts, but we're all moving in the same direction, right?
Yes.
But whenever people are quote unquote super conservative, it's like they're completely disconnected from everybody else, and it's only them that matters. And I think that's when they are really called crazy.
Yeah, and speaking of crazy, it's a lot of Kuna Matata going on. All right, and I'm tired of you dancing a jig out here representing my people. The lieutenant governor. Play this clip by this lieutenant governor.
Tip about Republicans being racist and cannot stand Mexican people and black people and women is ridiculous. This idiotic guy was on stage with Candace Owens a few days ago and asked her, what America are we going back to make America great again? The one where women couldn't vote or black people were swinging from trees? I would say to him, if I was standing in front of him, I absolutely want to go back to the America where women couldn't vote. Do you know why? Because in those days, we had people who fought for real social change, and they were called Republicans. And they are the reason why women can vote today. Those days that he talked about when black folks were swinging from trees. Guess who it was out there fighting to bring that to an end, to bring Jim Crow to an end? It was Republicans. So that's the America we want to bring back.
Now I'm not going to say, after listening to that clip, that there wasn't some truth in that statement. But again, to your point of the sandwich these motherfuckers be making, it's hard to tell what the fuck you talking about, sir. Huh? Like,
these people weren't even clapping.
No, but then I did hear somebody in the background saying, yep, because the Republicans was the one fighting. Yes, he is right about that. Back in the day, mm-hmm. Republicans were fighting to have women to have rights to vote. For the Jim Crow and the laws and lynching laws. But when you look at what they're saying, it's like, bro, you get so mixed up in the bullshit, we can't even hear that. But this is the audacity of speaking out like that anyway. That shit is, you sir are not the one to do that. You just are not to do that. No, you probably love your mama. No, you motherfucking don't want to be swinging from no tree. Probably, I mean, you in North Carolina, sir. So unless you're speaking on it in a way that has a little bit more fire for the fact that they unjustly did these things to us, the fact that our women are the, you know, mothers of civilization, you know what I mean? I didn't hear all that. I just heard you say some stupid ass shit out your mouth, much like the dog whistles that Donald Dump be blowing. I can't, y'all. It's just, and I think we're getting so confused as a culture, man, because it's like, do we keep hearing this shit? Dumb motherfuckers, to your point, Sugar, are gonna hear that and just be like, ah, and not even know what the fuck to do. They not gonna know it's truth to it. That all they gonna hear is women can't vote. All they gonna hear is this motherfucker signed with Republicans and the racist shit that's going on. He's talking about black folk hanging from trees. All they gonna hear is the dog whistles. But I also think they're dog whistles for the other side too. We gonna work nice, boss. We gonna play fair in the sandbox, boss. We not gonna have too much pushback, boss. We just wanna be heard a little bit, boss. It's not giving. How do y'all feel about that? Because I'm confused in the messaging, right? Because I'm intelligent enough to have known history and read. But at the same time, it just seemed like he wasn't the one to deliver that message.
I think the way that he explained it was totally wrong. I understood what he was trying to say, mm-hmm. because the Republican Party was the ones that was trying to bring all the things to the forefront. Mm-hmm. But the way that he explained it and the climate that we're in today was the wrong way to explain that.
Yeah.
And they just, black people, if you don't have enough education to explain these kind of things when we're in an election year, you need to sit your ass down.
Yeah, or say it the right way.
Sit out.
Say it the right way.
I would
also add this though, Kendra. At the end of the day, this is not, if you're trying to get people to come to the Republican Party, there's a whole campaign that black man could have to give us reasons why we should be Republicans. I'm saying that having voted Democrat and going to vote Democrat this year. But he just delivered that message in crazy man terms. It's almost like a repeated playbook that these motherfuckers got to play by and talk by.
He literally sounded like a parrot. He sounded like, okay, this is what you're going to say. But then he didn't quite understand it enough to be able to put it into his own words. So now you sounded like a cone. Now you're like, yes, I'm master. I'm going to say this.
That's what
I know. I need to say this. That's what he sounded like.
Yeah, and that was in a room full of white women.
You got to know how to talk to them in order to get them on your side. But you don't know how to talk to them. So that's when you over here looking like a cone.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller?
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
How's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So what went wrong?
Nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
1 in 8, that's how many people have worked at McDonald's and where some have continued their career. Where graduates of McDonald's Career Online High School program are now role models leading the next generation. Where aunties, uncles, cousins, and communities learn skills they can use in every aspect of life.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
TKBS Nation. Toyota is doing big things helping grassroots community organizations across the country with its Nudge campaign. The Nudge campaign reflects Toyota's commitment to supporting and furthering the success of those who need it most. A few months ago, Toyota debuted the After the Nudge podcast. The podcast is a 7-episode limited series hosted by acclaimed journalist Soledad O'Brien and former NBA All-Star J.R. Smith. It features conversations with community organizations that Toyota nudged via $10,000 micro grants. We get to find out what happens after the nudge. On the After the Nudge podcast, you'll hear from founders and leaders like Palana Lamagne from Black People Will Swim, Dr. Khalid El Hakim from the Black History 101 Mobile Museum, Demetrius Harris from Fly Compton Foundation, and others. Learn how a simple nudge from Toyota helped boost their momentum, amplify their movements, and or propel them to greater heights. Look for the Toyota After the Nudge podcast on Toyota.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode of the Kenny Burns Show is brought to you by Mickey D's. The realest conversations always happen in the Mickey D's booth. Oh, baby, I want extra pickles. Yeah, that's right, extra pickles. And then give me a chocolate milkshake and add some vanilla and strawberry. All the best nights out in with a bite from Mickey D's. Jessica, I can't feel my face. Please, let's go by McDonald's. A full car ordering in the Mickey D's drive-thru is just the right amount of chaos. Excuse me, I said I wanted the quarter pound of cheese.
You said filet of fish.
I'm telling you right now what I want. A full car of
what you want
in the Mickey D's drive-thru is just the right amount of chaos.
What you want, Kenny?
I want a Big Mac meal, 10-piece nuggets, and 2 milkshakes.
He wants a
big and a filet of fish.
Boy, what you want?
Mickey D's is the affordable answer to taking the whole family to dinner. Everyone's got their own Mickey D's moments. Go on and make more delicious memories today. Dear white women, you really have the power. You know the egregiousness for generations that not only happened to us, but happened to you. Oh, you had to deal with them babies. You had to deal with a whole lot of shit. And you have the power singularly to move the election every year. In that state, local, nationwide. Like, you have the power. And we need you. We need you. If motherfuckers ain't coming out and saying that directly to you, we saying it here on the Kenny Burns Show. We need you. Because y'all saying something stops everything. Candace Owens can't be the example of y'all. I ain't lying though. Candace Owens can't be the representative of white women. We need white women to stand up and say that. I promise you, that shit was crazy with Candace this week though, wasn't it?
Baby, let me tell you something. Yeah, she don't represent nobody.
What she's doing is selecting broadcasts to go on that can't challenge her in the ignorant shit that she says.
She says like, some she crazy shit, bro.
Yeah. So she needs to go on a real show that's political where they can check her ass, because going on the Breakfast Club and all that, they don't really know to the ins and outs of politics and what's going on. So you get on there saying all this reckless stuff and they let it slide. I don't like that at all, because it's sending the wrong message.
Come on, kid, you better
play. I bet that she would never go and talk to Joanne Reed. She would never go and talk to
We need that.
Joanne Reed will have her laid out like a sandwich.
Man, listen, fry her motherfucker. Like, but it's unbelievable to me. It's sad almost, you know what I mean? Because like, even as black women's voice is, you know, is being attacked, white women's voices are under attack. Everything that they passing and repealing has everything to do with white women just as much as black women. And it's unbelievable to me. I don't even understand how they let it go. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm around money all the time. Oh, I see the way they don't give a fuck. I see the lack of interest. I see even when DEI is in play and they only doing it so they can motherfucking, you know, get the real agenda across. As a culture, that's what we are. How do y'all feel about that? Because see, my problem is if Donald Trump gets back in office, he's not coming out. And then what? He already got them judges on the Supreme Court. They have been playing in his favor the entire time. And if I'm correct, and Tiffany, my resident conspiracy theorist, political analyst, tell me if I'm wrong. If he gets in office and the Supreme Court rules on something, I mean, let's say the Constitution, let's go and say what it is. If he starts to change the Constitution, the only people that have the power to do that is the Supreme Court, right? If they can repeal all of the fucking Constitution, they will. You think they won't? Roe v. Wade was the test because, see, this is where you come into play, white women. Yeah. This is where you come into play. You had no control of your body, so your motherfucking sick, sadistic ass uncle get you pregnant, you had that baby. Oh, that's sensitive? That's reality. Where we at? How we not, listen to me, y'all, how we not seeing this? And again, I'm talking to my white sisters. They tried you with that one because they know women are the mothers of civilization. They know women are the backbone to community. They know women will continually hold us men down even when we fucking idiots. And that's what's going on. There's some fucking idiots in office and you supporting they shit. How do we come back from this? And get me, they always been there. But get me, there was never a revolution in black and brown excellence like there is now. There was never this much social attention, being social media, that shined the light on humanity. You never would have celebrated George Floyd 40 years ago. We'd have did that shit in our own communities. It would never been a motherfucking mission. But because of social media, because someone taped that shit, and we got to see the egregiousness, you can't run from that. That's why we gotta hold them accountable. They can't run from you women, black and white. They cannot run from you if it's in their face and it's on these social digital channels and on the media news and all the things. They can't run, sugar.
When it's in black and white, like you said, KB, it's hard to run from it. Whenever you can kind of manipulate the narrative, then you can run from it. But when you see it and it's in your face, nobody is in that voting booth when you're in there. Regardless of how much white women stand by their man,
yeah,
they are able to change the narrative, like you said, KB, because nobody is in that voting booth.
Yeah.
You can lie to him and say you did whatever, but you can really let your numbers reflect.
No question.
If you really know that other women are, you know, have the same struggle as you, other wives, other women, other mothers, other PTA people, other soccer moms, when you put all of that into play, we're really on level playing ground, regardless of whether you're a stay-at-home mom, whether you got money, whatever it is.
Yeah.
We're all on the same playing field, and you have to look at it from that perspective, because at the end of the day, men are not giving birth.
Hello?
At the end of the day, men's reproductive rights are not in subjection to, you know, somebody else thinking that they can, like, say what we can and can't do. So at the end of the day, you got, what did Glow really say at the end of the day that they got to end, okay?
Yeah, Glow. Stomp a little pussy, how we some shell toes. Yeah, Glow.
You got to go in that voting booth and do what you know is right, regardless of what you tell your husband or your partner. You got to make sure everything is good.
And guess what? And dear white women, dear black women, Asian women, Spanish women, nobody wants to be alone. Nobody wants to be alone. Nobody wants to be forgotten. Nobody wants to be dismissed. But they continuously doing it to you. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. Let's not act like you don't know who's in control of the world. And another thing, big shout to the Bob Marley movie. I watched it this weekend. I suggest y'all all watch it. Because even as, you know, much as our superheroes were fighting injustice, as much as our superheroes triumphed through things and brought people together, you know, but we still were victims of this mental warfare. This is mental warfare now, more than ever. It always has been, because the rich could tell the poor whatever. But now there's too much media involved. You just can't say shit out your mouth. You can't just come to somebody's house because there's rings on every fucking face of the fucking building that can see every, you can't just say something happened. People with money, and that's why I equate rich and poor, because I was watching this Bob Marley One Love movie, and it was just like amazing how they could just say whatever and it happens. But guess who they use? And particularly One Love, the movie, Bob Marley movie, they use the black gangsters in Jamaica to side with the political parties. So the political parties, when it went to the hoods, got the biggest gangsters in here and used them for killing, for pillaging, and for their own, you know what I'm saying, selfish destruction of the people. And then there was one person, but then we still even Bob, you know, suffered from the mental warfare. He couldn't even believe these things and these egregious things that happened to his people. He's sick, mind you, the whole fucking time. He done fucked his toe up. That's how he died. Y'all know that's how Bob Marley died. He had an infection in his toe that became cancerous and it spread throughout his body. But he was so worried about his people. Who y'all worried about? Who? What people y'all worried about? What mental health and people are disgracing the term mental health, by the way. People are taking advantage of it. But it's so real. And we are in this fucking mental warfare and we not realizing. That's again, dear white women, you are affected just like we are affected.
We've got to stick together on something, whether it is public or not. I'm not saying you need to get out and start a riot. You don't need to necessarily start a protest,
yeah,
whatever. But you can protest silently. You can be a silent partner. I understand that some of you feel like you need to stand by your man publicly.
Yeah.
But we know that we also need to stand together privately. Because it really affects the rest of humanity.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about, being good humans.
Yeah, you got to be good humans. Coco, I know you have something to add, baby.
I want to take it back to the social media platform.
Mental warfare. Yeah.
And that's part of it there. Now we have Twitter owned by Elon, who's a straight Republican conservative.
He's a frustrated nerd that got some paper. Now he wanted to do whatever he wants. But we'll get into that. That's another episode.
Yes.
Facts.
And then you have TikTok. Well, they want to get rid of TikTok, but the Republicans have already got a group of people that they have in mind that can actually purchase TikTok if it comes up for sale.
Yeah.
So that's another platform that they want to take over and spew all their rhetoric to the community. So not only are they doing that towards the black people, and a lot of people are looking at that and taking it as Bible, not as let me go and see what else is going on. So who's going to suffer? Like you said, the women are going to suffer.
Yeah, the most.
Through it all, because they're taking it. Yeah, they're taking everything back from us, like our rights. And then the other race, our race is going to suffer. Black people are going to suffer because they're taking rights away from us. So we have to be conscious about what we're intaking and what we're deciding on, and also go out and do your research. Because if you sit down and read, I know Project 25 is a very long read, but that has become a hot topic on the social platforms too. People are really trying to get that out there so people can understand what they're trying to do to us.
Yeah. And I agree too. Big shout out to Poly Alert. We get a lot of information from them. Keep the clips coming. And not only keep the clips coming, keep them coming with explanations. Like, I think we need more information. Like, I know we get these sound bites and they're good for clickbait, but we need to really have discussions. Like, I want to see more discussions. And to your point, Kendra, like, we need that. You know, we get these one-offs. I mean, we're only here for an hour, you know, every week, and we try to do our best to disseminate the information, and Tiff and Mike host the after show and all the things, but like, we really need to be carrying this information on, because ladies and gentlemen, it's common sense. And the world as you know it is at stake. If your world as you know it is at stake, what you gonna do? Now, again, this is for dear white people. Are you so afraid or ashamed of your own history that you wanna erase it? Because our history here in America is your history. This is the time we need to stand together and create the world we wanna see. Because anything else, to me, is unimaginable. How do y'all feel about that statement?
I agree with you. I have nothing to add.
I can't even say anything else to it either, because honestly, like, whenever you just said that, it changes the world as we know it. We don't really want that. So we've got to really step up and make sure that we're doing our part. All of us, as a whole, as a collective.
Yeah, but it does change the world as we know it. I mean, think about the music industry. Think about the entertainment industry. Think about what you're taught. You're taught, if somebody got it, you want it, you got to go get it. It's like, these people will blow the world up. We talked about Elon. We talk about the Facebook guy. We talk about people that created their own worlds because they weren't seen and heard, or because they ain't getting none in high school, or because the girl that they wanted didn't oblige. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? These people will blow the world up to go down in history as the one who did it. Not because it's necessary.
I mistook what you were saying, and I want to clarify.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying one thing, but then you cleared it up. Y'all don't think I'm dumb.
You're the smartest person on the podcast.
Whoa, I don't know about that. So we all bring something different to the table, and I appreciate everybody's perspective.
Oh, just playing everybody.
Check yourself.
That's just right.
But
definitely got the highest degree,
but
come on now.
Listen, it's all relative, but I feel you though. I feel what you were saying, Sugar. I was saying that because I was like, you know what? It's crazy when you think about it, though. We do want the world to change. And even like what the lieutenant governor was saying in North Carolina, you want to go, you do not want to go back there. You want to change the world as we know it. I don't want the same world. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, please hear me. My Soul Food Sunday was all about, we have been indoctrinated with the wrong shit our entire lives, because when you become grown, you know the value of life. You know the value of time spent, and you're putting your energy in something and getting nothing. And you know what that despair and disgust feels like. And yet you want to go through life and feel any of that? No, you want to move on and change it. The problems I've had in life are not because of my doing. It was because I was systematically put in a part of town that was not conducive to education. It was not conducive to my growth. But what did I do? I figured the fuck out. But a lot of people don't. That's why I fucking come on here and have these discussions, because I do want to change the world as we know it. It's not sufficient. It's not going to be beneficial to all people. Ladies and gentlemen, I always say here on the Kenny Burns Show, I give away all the game. All the information, everything I've learned, because no one's gonna be able to do it like me. But guess what it will do? It'll help somebody do more than they was doing. And you motherfuckers worried about what? Now I'm telling you, these people that's in charge do not give a fuck. They will push the button. You wouldn't know what to do. You hear them sirens go off. Many of you motherfuckers are thinking somebody's alarm broke. You ignorant motherfuckers wouldn't know if the pamphlets start dropping out the sky telling you where to go. Do you see what happened in Gaza? Them folks would do it to you now. And I'm talking to my dear white brothers and sisters too. You on the right side of history. Stay there. Get more people like you on the other side. But they'll do it to you too. All you Appalachian whites, you know what the fuck been done to y'all since the beginning of time. You the same as us black and brown, child. If y'all know what Appalachian white is, y'all need to watch a civil rights documentary or two. You'll hear the name 752 times. Because they was considered poor like the rest of us. They was considered a non-factor like the rest of us. And they was the first to go die because some people wanted some goddamn land. They was the first to go die because people wanted some motherfucking oil and riches. Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not for the faint of heart. If you grown, you need to feel angst every day of your motherfucking life so you do better. Until you do better, I promise you, you're gonna feel that angst. I don't even know what happened to me over the last 10 years. I don't know why I care so much. I don't know why I do know why, because I'm God's child and I want best for my people. But at the same time, it's just baffling because I'm on that side of the fence as far as the benefits. I don't give a fuck about that though. People are fucked up out here, sugar.
When you were talking about Appalachian white, it literally just made me think about something we talked about earlier. People were like completely against Obamacare, but they were 100% for the Affordable Care Act when it was
child.
I grew up in Kentucky, moved there when I was 7. I'm a Georgia peach, don't get it twisted. But I grew up in Kentucky and I was around Appalachian whites, and literally, hardworking people that are just ignorant and just think that white is right. But unfortunately, when you are put in situations where you feel like you're superior, even though you're really on the same planet, then you spew that negativity or that ignorance to other people. And that's what we're talking about right now, how we need our support from people that are educated and that know that regardless of what is going on in the world, regardless of what's going on in your neighborhood, regardless of what's going on in our nation, we've got to stick together to do right by each other.
Amen.
Round of applause. We've got to stick together to do right by each other.
Round of applause, child. That's the way you end this show. Coco, you want to have a little taste of the taste and offering for the thing that people.
Those people that want to vote Republican because they feel like they'll get a tax rate cut for the rich. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you're poor. I don't care if you're white or black. If you think voting Republican is going to give you that opportunity to have something, you're in the lane to lose everything. Mm. And that's because, like you both were saying, they don't like you either. They're only for themselves. So if you're black and you have a lot of money, you might lose it. Mm-hmm. So voting for them is not going to do right for you. If you're poor and you're white, voting for them is not going to be beneficial because they don't like you either.
Yeah.
The only people they like is the ones that's going to side for them. Like Donald Dump says, if you don't agree with him, you might as well be out of the office. He's getting rid of everyone.
He don't care nothing about
you. He wants to be a dictator, and he wants everybody to be. If you're not with them, they consider you a traitor. So do what's right, like Sugar said.
Yeah, right is right. And dear white people, we need you. Simple and plain. Just like you need us. And we are better off understanding what it is, because if you erase your history, you're erasing our history. And no one will benefit from that but the powers that be, who don't care about any of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I love y'all in real life. I am so glad we had this opportunity to sit down and talk politics. We will be having more of these discussions throughout the year. Please take this information and go on around the world and share it. Please, the dream is real. Now, Coco, Kendra, Keisha, Carletta, could you take us up out of here?
1, 2, 3. The
dream is real. Get your ass out there and vote.
The dream is real.